Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to another edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We're hitting our stride here as the first live hitting practice took place on Tuesday. The last open practice is this Sunday at the Link. And folks, we're just over a week away from the first preseason game. On today's show, we're going to have highlights from the first live hitting sessions. We're going to go inside the mind of a former NFL GM. But first, head coach Doug Peterson shows a certain side of himself during press conferences. But what is he really like as he commands the team on the field? We have exclusive access as we mic'd him up during the practices in the spring. Let's take a listen.
Oh, get loose, man. Get loose. Eyes up, Matt. Eyes up at the snap, Matt. Eyes up. Listen, these normally flatten anyway, so just take it as a flat route. Try to keep your eyes focused a little bit on the defense. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Down just a little bit.
Okay.
You're reading me, right? You're reading me. Try to hit that one on the run. Darren, let's get one. Hold on. Let's get one. Halfback read. There you go. There you go. Good. Nice. Good timing. Good timing. Set. Throw with your eyes. Throw with your eyes. Get up the field. Stay inside. There we go. There we go. Hustle back offense. Hustle back. Find the ball. Everybody's jogging back. Light jog. Just a light jog to the huddle. Oh, wow. Trick him. You're going to trick him on this one. Play ball. Here we go. Hey, snap count is our weapon now. Let's go. Focus, focus, focus. Tight ends, we got to go on a pop now. Anything, explode, pop, buzz, let's go. Let's go. Got to go fast. Clock's moving. Next play. Here we go. Clock's moving. Good job, D. That way, D. Good. And then nice. Doesn't have to be a hard throw, right? Because he's turning his head all the way back. You just want to locate. Keep it nice and high. Good choice. Not bad. Not bad. Might get a flag. We get a little flag. 52. We get a little flag. Oh, he tripped. And you just happened to hold him up. I got it. Seven on seven. Going this way. Here we go.
What do Rasul Douglas, Donnell Pumphrey, and Nate Gary all have in common? Yes, they are members of the Eagles 2017 draft class, but they also played in the Reese's Senior Bowl. Phil Savage is now the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, but he previously worked as an NFL GM and also spent time in the Eagles personnel department. He visited Eagles training camp and talked with Dave Spadaro about Carson Wentz, whom Savage called the poster boy of the Reese's Senior Bowl, to explain what he sees from the quarterback now and what impressed him a year ago down in Alabama.
We welcome you to Eagles training camp 2017. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by Phil Savage, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, former executive in the NFL, administrator in the NFL with the Eagles in 2010 to 2012. I'm just going to call you Mr. Football. You love the game.
I'm a football guy.
Yeah.
It's really awesome, isn't it? Yeah, and so this week, as an example, I was at Big Ten Media Days, of course, trying to keep the Reese's Senior Bowl relevant in front of the coaches and players from
that
conference. Very much so.
Good.
Then, of course, we have the partnership with our friends in Hershey. So I spent a day there Wednesday, and then I'm here today with you guys, and I'll be down at another team in the division on Saturday.
When you go and watch practice, you say, oh, we had that guy at the Senior Bowl. We had him.
Yeah,
you take great pride
in
how that game catapults players into the spotlight in the NFL.
Yeah, the Rams drafted six Reese's Senior Bowl players this year, so I visited with them back in May, and it's awesome to go and see these players trying to fulfill their dream of being a professional athlete. But, of course, the poster child, if you will, for our game right now is your quarterback, Carson Wentz. And, you know, I was so impressed with him not only at North Dakota State, but when he came to Mobile, he really took ownership of his side of the roster, and that was a team that included players from Stanford and Ohio State and Michigan, because he was on the north, of course. But just to see him out here, I mean, he's developing. He's turning into a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the future is so exciting. I talked to Howie and a lot of the guys that I know here. And, you know, there's a quiet confidence, and there's a buzz of excitement about being able to build a team around a bona fide franchise quarterback.
No doubt. And he's grown so much in the last year. When you see him now, I mean, did you feel that he was kind of going on that upward trend, Phil?
Oh, absolutely.
Mobile?
Yeah. And, you know, some of the NFL guys called me probably in December before the game and said, hey, I think this quarterback from North Dakota State that you've invited, he's probably top of the second round. Well, then by the time we got to early January, you guys were kind of saying, well, I think he's probably more of a first rounder, because more of the decision makers were then beginning to watch his tapes. Well, by the time he got to Mobile, people were saying he might be a, you know, 20 to 30 type first rounder. By the time he left Mobile, he was top 10. And, of course, by the time the spring rolled through, he goes in the top two. And conceivably, he could have been the number one.
Sure.
Pick.
How did he handle the attention from the media, all of the attention from the teams, the grind of the schedule? And, oh, by the way, you have practices and a game to prepare for.
Seamlessly.
Yeah.
I mean, he handled it in such a mature way. As I said all along, he was an A-plus off the field. Then he was an A-plus on the field in the practices, because you see the arm strength, you see the athletic ability. But the way I described Carson all the way through the whole pre-draft run-up was that this was a big school prospect wrapped in a small school uniform. If he had been wearing the uniform of a major university, I think he clearly would have been the top choice overall.
Phil, you were GM in Cleveland, right? You've been an administrator in the league for many years. Senior Bowl is your baby. You do Alabama football on the radio. For those who don't know and maybe want to get into your world someday, how do you do it?
Well, as I've always said, there's no formal schooling for player personnel or scouting. So really what I try to suggest to young people that are in college is to try to get an internship with a team. We actually offer a scout school for 2 days down at the Reese's Senior Bowl in early January. We've had 9 of our participants land jobs in the NFL. So that's a way to at least introduce yourself to the concept of going into professional football. And you get a chance to find out more about it. You know, people have a perception of what scouting or player personnel is like, but they really don't know the business. They don't know the details. And so it's an opportunity for us to try to teach some of the people. And it's not only guys. We've actually had a young lady this past year from Tulane that participated. And I don't think it's too far off in the distant future that we will have a female scout in the National Football League.
Hey, it's good to catch up with you. We haven't talked football since we were in the staff locker room 2011 draft.
Yeah, I spent 2.5 years here and enjoyed my time and have a good relationship with Howie and a lot of the staff here. Joe Douglas, one of my all-time favorites, and, you know, some of the coaches are here as well. I think this organization has a group of tremendously great people.
Yeah.
And when you walk into the foyer of Ohio State football, there's a quote there from Woody Hayes that you win with people. I think the Eagles have a great chance to do that.
You feeling the buzz a little bit here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Savage, thanks so much.
All right, Dave.
Great seeing you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us here. It's our time at training camp, Eagles training camp 2017 at the NovaCare Complex.
The pads have been popping the last few practices here at the NovaCare Complex. Who has stood out? We'll have highlights after the break.
Don't overpay for your diamonds. For more than 30 years, Golden Nugget Jewelers has been cutting and polishing the most beautiful ethical diamonds in the world and selling them at factory direct prices. We are proud to be the only authorized dealer in Philadelphia for Tacori, Verragio, and Michael M.
And a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Check out our 5-star reviews online, then visit us on Jewelers Row and see why we sell more loose diamonds than any other retailer in the tri-state area. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
He's found the end zone over 17 times. Today, he is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Don't wait. Click today.
Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week. There are a series of milestones throughout the course of training camp. First, you have the arrival of the rookies, then the veterans, which marks the beginning of the full squad practices. Tuesday was another one, as it was the first live-hitting session of this year's training camp. Here's a look at some of the best plays from the past 2 days. We'll be right back. We're back on Friday with a special one-on-one interview that you will not want to miss. And we will also preview the final open practice, which takes place this Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Have a great day, everyone.